Blog Talk Radio.
This is Hosanna Cody, Taino Radio, Radio Taino. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm on a special assignment here in the field. I'm looking for Taino youth, La Juventud, La Nación Taina. And here I'm all the way in New York City, Washington Heights, one of the great towns in New York City where there's much culture. Caribbean culture is still alive and well, both in the Dominican and Puerto Rican Cuban culture. And that's right there in Washington Heights, New York City. So I'm glad to be back. The people are awesome. I see places are opening up, the food. Even though it's freezing cold, there's people still enjoying themselves Caribbean style. Special shout out to all you Boriqueños, Boricuas, Quisqueya, La Bella, República Dominicana, and all you people out there in Jamaica. You've been tuning in. I love you all. That's amazing, amazing. So listen, I have a special guest today, and she is a Taino youth leader. And I will explain why is she a youth leader. And her name is Anani Ramos from the mountains of Washington Heights. There we go. Lenny Lenape land. Keeping on the traditions. So, Anani, I want to hand you the mic, and I want to ask you, how are you, and what's going down?
Hi, everyone. I hope you guys are having a good day. My name is Anani, Waterflower in Taino. And nothing much, Sana Cody. I'm glad to be here today talking to you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you so much for being here. It was great directions. And I just want to say that it's still cold out, but I feel the heat and the flavor of Los Caribeños here in Washington Heights. I think it's a wonderful occasion that we can get together and do this special interview. First of all, as a youth leader, what does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things. To be a leader is to be a servant of the people. And one thing about being a servant, you have to be well educated. So tell me, what are you doing in school?
Well, I'm currently 18. I am a freshman in college. I attend Shenandoah University in Virginia, which is in the South. And over there in the conservatory, I am studying music therapy as my major and getting my bachelor's.
Amazing. That's amazing. Shenandoah, which is an indigenous name, huh? That's great. In Virginia. I know I've been there once, and beautiful nature around the school. It's kind of quiet. I know with this COVID situation going on, it's a lot quieter out there. Let me tell you I know you had interviewed me one day for a project you did highlighting indigenous culture. Also, you invited in the show, you invited in your video presentation project, Miss Sunshine Gums of the Shinnecock Nation. Tell me, how did that project go?
Yeah, you know, that project was really fun. It was for one of my free writing classes, and we were able to expand and explore on culture around the world. And I thought it was very important to highlight my culture, the indigenous culture, since I didn't see a lot of that represented in my school with the diversity and the staff. And I thought it'd be interesting to compare the different indigenous cultures throughout the world's, but also with my own. So thank you for joining in on that for me. A lot of people loved you and your fancy dance and your Taino dance and music with the Taino calling song. Everyone was a big fan of it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's been a while since I fancy danced, over a year. Two bone spurs. So I gotta keep working out with that and get back to the fancy dance. Very proud of that. Northern tradition. Also my Taino dancing. Yes, man. We gotta keep on with the music, right? And I wanna ask you, you are the creator of the intro song in the Taino radio show, which is a mix of heavy metal and a mix of flute, native flute. And I gave you the concept. And you ran with it, and you actually composed the song that we call the intro song to Taino Radio. A lot of people have commented saying that they really enjoyed it, like, you know, where I got that from, you know. And so what do you think? What went on in creating that song?
Yeah, so I used this brand new software I was working with, and a lot of it was working with techno sounds and a lot of samples. And when you told me you wanted heavy metal and native flutes, I thought, how the heck am I going to, how am I going to do that? So, yeah, it was very new to me, of course, but I managed to make it work. I took the sounds of the indigenous flutes and I was like, okay, I need a steady rhythm, steady beat to go with it. So I figured out the guitar part. Like, the flutes are catchy, but I also wanted the heavy metal part to sound catchy as well. So I kind of just messed around, and I got the sound that I eventually thought was catchy and fun. And yeah, it kind of works really nice together. Who would have thought heavy metal and flutes would be a thing? But I made it work.
Well, there's a lot of people that know me. I love the Who Band, which is a Mongolian folkloric group, traditional, with throat singing and the native instruments, Mongolian style, and then they mixed in heavy metal, hard rock. So they inspired me to the concept, and I gave it to Anani. But that's only the beginning, Anani. I know you're going to work hard on some other songs. Yeah, and I know you come from a music background. Tell us your music background and what are you doing music now?
Yeah, so I started singing in the second grade when my elementary school music teacher invited me to join the Beatles choir. But I didn't officially get my vocal training, my classical training, until third grade in my church, where I learned how to sing classically. I got my hymnal training, and I continued for the past more than maybe 10 years now, because I'm going to be 19 in April. But yeah, for the past 10 years, I've been studying my voice. And only recently in college, when I got a new teacher, I'm learning how to explore my voice more and sing other than classical music, such as musical theater, a little jazz here and there. But I also play a little bit of the piano. And as a music therapist, you're going to have to learn how to play the guitar. So I'm really excited to learn how to play that. And I also studied the viola da gamba, which is a Baroque string instrument. So I'm kind of musical here and there with the instruments. But my main thing is my voice, which I love singing classical music. That's my passion. And I can't wait to sing more of that in the music therapy world.
No, I work with a lot of music therapists through the years as a social worker. And one thing that I notice about music therapists is that they are well armed with mental health theories and mental health licensure. Actually, you have to be a licensed mental health counselor to become a music therapist. So they put the mental health services and the music skills. That's an amazing profession, because I've seen a lot of people in hospice care, you know, in pain, struggling, understanding their prognosis, 6 months or less, So I'm there with the therapy, but then the music therapist comes in with the music and the therapy skills, and magic occurs where the person can write their own songs, they can sing. So I had a lot. I worked very closely with music therapists through the years. Spent a good 16 years as a hospice social worker. So it's just amazing. I really wish you the best with that profession. And to be a leader in a Taino community, it's a worthy position as well. Being a leader is being a servant. And one thing that I was taught many years ago is when you go to school, when you go to college, which right now ranks the lowest in indigenous communities finishing college, the key thing is this, is when you come back to the community, you have to teach. You have to share what you learn. That's the key with college learning. What have you done so far, the stuff that you learned in school, and what do you plan to do when it comes to sharing the knowledge that you have learned?
Well, based off what I've learned in my first semester of college, I've learned the different kinds of interventions, of the music therapy approaches and how they're very unique to all of the populations out there, adults, children, babies. And recently, actually, I did a presentation on music therapy, or the beginning aspect of music therapy, with my old high school, which was a music school in the middle of Manhattan, special music school. And it was just very heartwarming, to tell these freshmen, the sophomores, juniors, and even seniors about what music therapy is, because it's a job not a lot of people know about. They kind of assume everyone does music therapy by listening to Spotify and stuff, since music is healing. But it's a real professional thing that you do have to get pass an exam on to be certified. But I plan to kind of do more presentations about it to inform more people in my community, because I know there are a lot of people of color who are musicians who maybe want to go on about that passion just like me, music therapy. So I plan to spread the word about it and post about it on my social media, which I kind of have been doing a lot already, and just spread the word about it.
Hey, let me ask you one final question, because we're running out of time. These interviews are ongoing, speaking to the youth. We're going to keep it short and simple, but to the point. And the last question I want to ask you, there's a lot of people out there who don't believe Tainos exist. They think we were extinct after some 20 years after Columbus got lost and showed up and caused destruction in the islands. So they just don't think we exist. So what will you tell youth out there who are Caribeños or Caribbean folk, their youth, they read the books and the books say the same thing. What will you tell the youth about how to honor their tradition? How can they identify as indigenous Taino? What advice do you have for them?
Well, I think especially for the youth, it's important to talk to your elders and talk to your parents or guardians or whoever you live with and ask them about your culture. Ask them about where you were born, your background, the ethnicity, because it's all in the creation stories and that's all passed down through generations. So ask abuelita. And luckily for me, I was born into a family who knew very much a lot about the Taino culture. So I was born into it. Ask the elderly, because they know. And if not, read the books, go on the websites, and do your research, because not a lot of people do that.
Wow, that's amazing. If you haven't noticed yet, Ana Ani Ramos is actually my daughter, and I'm very proud of her. And I'm always wish her the best, praying for her. And as a future leader, she is a youth leader right now. And I want to empower her to reach out to the youth and to show them through example not just words, but through example, that we still exist. So let's end the show. Thank you, Anani, for being here.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, awesome. Tagwe, everyone, and Bomatum, Bokwatukan, blessings. And let's end this with the theme song that Anani wrote.